Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. Hopefully, we'll be joined by Tim Bontemps, NBA writer for ESPN.com, in just a bit.
We're efforting
to get him on the line.
I do have a situation to address.
You do?
In the meantime, yeah, I went upstairs to grab my morning Twinkie. That's my pandemic routine now, Kate.
Yes, very good. Did you get like a bulk pack? I mean, what is the Twinkie situation?
Oh, yeah, two boxes.
Okay, solid.
Two boxes.
All right.
And as I went upstairs, my wife was in a panic because the hot tub people are here.
Oh,
Offenbachers is here, and we need to move the vehicles so they can back into the driveway and lug that sucker around the side of the house and into the back.
How many guys are actually carrying? I'm not sure.
She told me she saw one Asian guy so far. I don't know.
Well, that could
take
be her
more
cousin.
Than one Asian guy.
Maybe that's her cousin from New York.
Could be related. Could be family.
We can get a hot tub update a bit later as that's ongoing. Right now we are joined on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline by Tim Bontemps, NBA writer for ESPN.com. Good morning, Tim. Thanks for joining us.
No problem, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing all right, man.
So where you been? Where you been working? Just out of the house? You've been traveling at all? Just talking to people on conference calls? What's up?
Yeah, just been home working on a bunch of different stuff. Haven't traveled. I was in Milwaukee the night the league shut down, and then I came back to Boston. I've been here ever since. Wow.
So does that mean, we were trying to figure this out, because we're all working from home, too. We're broadcasting, and you're writing and doing your thing. Are we considered essential or not? I don't think so, because we're working from home.
Yeah, I would say anyone working in sports is not essential in today's.
I would agree. So does that mean that we can't get a haircut then, Tim?
I'm not going to get a haircut anytime soon, but I think that if you want to go get one, you're probably able to.
Well, no, in Maryland, Hogan has said they're open only for essential workers.
Oh, well, yeah, then you're not.
Yeah, I think we're not essential. I think you have to actually get into your vehicle and go to work to be considered essential.
So maybe for people's eyeballs, you guys are essential. So maybe that's why.
We know it's not that pleasing. We know that. Before we get into the NBA and stuff, we wanted to get your take on The Last Dance. I have to admit, I didn't watch last night because I want to watch it with my son today. What has been sort of your overall impression so far?
Well, look, I mean, I purposely didn't ask to see anything ahead of time before this came out, because what else do we have to watch right now? And I wanted to just be able to enjoy it. And I think it's been really good.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan being part of it, you kind of knew going in that it wasn't going to be the most hard-hitting thing ever. But look, last night they talked about his Republicans Buy Sneakers 2 comment, and he kind of defended it, which surprised me. They talked about his gambling some on the show, which surprised me. So they've gotten into some stuff. They talked about Isaiah being left off the Dream Team, and he both kind of said it wasn't me and then said, but he's a jerk and that we were better off without him. I think they've done a good job of kind of going back and showing, especially a new generation of fans who were not around in the 90s, what it was like. What the whole Michael Jordan experience was like, and kind of the circus that the Bulls were. And it's been kind of a, to me, an interesting look at a guy who, for as famous and as well-known as he is, has done basically no interviews since he retired. And right. you're kind of getting a chance to really hear this guy in a way that we don't ever get to hear him, which I think has been pretty neat.
Do you think he's hammered? His eyes are all bloodshot. He's got the bourbon or whatever he's got there.
I don't think he's hammered because he'd probably be stuttering or slurring the speech.
But he's definitely under the influence.
Yeah.
I don't. I mean, it's funny. My fiance has watched the show with me, and that was her comment like 2 seconds into the first episode was, "What's up with his eyes?" Like, I don't know.
By the way, EB, I did some research on what he's been drinking. He co-owns a tequila company.
Oh, that's right. You told me that.
I can't remember exactly who it's with, but it's high-end tequila bourbon.
It's him. It's a bunch of NBA owners. It's him, Jeannie Buss, the owner of the Lakers, Wick Rusbeck, the owner of the Celtics, and Wes Edens, the owner of the Bucks.
Right.
The four of them co-own this tequila company.
It's been riveting television. It really has been.
And it's been something that we've been looking forward to seeing. I just have a quick question, Tim, because I know you're a younger guy. You probably didn't cover Isaiah, but, I mean, is he just like the biggest two-faced scoundrel in history? He's got this million-dollar smile. Like, you always saw him as sort of this lovable kind of guy, and yet everyone hates him. And I know he had a disastrous run in New York.
Is he just a scoundrel? Didn't cover him as a player. I was in elementary school when he was
right. But when he was in playing management,
but I did cover him in New York.
Yeah,
I was when I was just getting into the business was when he was running the Knicks, which, as you said, was an interesting situation. And yeah, I mean, look, it was funny. I know. I think you were the one who said I hadn't watched yet.
Yeah.
When Michael was talking about, you know, the fact that it wasn't all him, that that he wasn't on the team. I think Wilbon came on after that, and he's like, "Yeah, Larry didn't like him, Magic didn't like him, Scotty didn't like him, like half the team didn't like him." So you know, everybody just knew that Michael hated him, but really it was a bunch of the guys. And I think that, you know, those Pistons teams were great teams, but they didn't really make any friends around the league. And Isaiah was at the front of the line with that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that's kind of carried through to his post-playing career as well.
But at least Isaiah wasn't punching his teammates in the face.
That's also true.
All right, so where do we stand, Tim? We were talking about that plan that was released. I don't know who actually released it. I don't know if the NBA took it seriously, but I guess MGM Hotels were going to shut down a whole city block in Vegas, invite all the teams, coaches, staffers, TV, families. They could all just live in Vegas hotels and quarantine themselves in these hotels and then play games at Mandalay or a couple other different places. I don't know how seriously the NBA took that. But what are we hearing now? What's the latest?
Well, the New York Times wrote that story, I think on Saturday, and Brian Windhorst and I on Friday wrote kind of a big takeout on what an NBA bubble situation would look like. Mm-hmm. And look, I think the NBA is currently in a holding pattern. And the thing I think that is going to dictate whether the NBA comes back, more than anything else, is the nationwide testing numbers. Right now, every day, if people want sports to come back, what I suggest they do is look at what the number of tests given around the country are every day. That's the first thing I check as soon as it comes out. We've been somewhere between 250 and 300,000 tests a day for the past week or so. That number needs to get to, in my opinion, the low seven figures for the NBA to come back and for other sports to come back. That seems to be what the experts are saying in terms of having, you know, somewhat normal societal function happening. Mm-hmm. And the NBA is not going to put itself out there in a position where its teams are getting killed for taking tests away from regular people.
Yeah, and they shouldn't. It's totally the right move. But I actually think it's plausible. I mean, people have been hammering the testing issue, and it's going to be very, very critical. But it seems like they're ramping up and they're getting more and more and more by the hundreds of thousands every week. I'm going to guess within 3 or 4 weeks we'd be in that range of low seven-figure testing.
Maybe. Maybe. I mean, it took basically the month of April to get to this point. So,
to be ramping up pretty good. Seems like it's exponentially going up.
I think that's certainly what's given me a little bit of optimism is that we've gotten this far, right? I think the rest of the bubble stuff, like we wrote this whole big thing on the number of people that need to be inside it and how it would work and all this stuff. I think the NBA can make the logistics work and find a way to get this thing going. But that to me is the key, and it's the key for baseball and everything else. I'm looking at that testing number because these leagues don't want to put themselves in a position where they're going to get killed.
Yeah, it'd be a terrible look, no doubt.
Yeah.
But what they have to do is once it gets to the point where everybody can get a test, even if you have to pay a little extra, whatever, you have access to it, they can hire a private company that does their own test. And frankly, the leagues
are not going to have any problem getting their own tests.
Right.
But they could get their own tests now. That's not the issue.
Right. But it's the look, and it has to be when the rest of the public can get theirs too. I get it completely.
Absolutely.
But what I think they need to do, too, is I would just scrap the whole bubble idea, just be smart, and just do daily five-minute tests. And then, you know what I mean? If their tests are that available at that point, the bubble idea seems almost implausible. And then if somebody tests positive, they're out. They're on injured reserve or whatever, a reserve list, and then test everybody else.
Yeah.
And that's just how you have to do it, I think.
I think that's a – probably a path forward for next season.
Yeah.
Right. It doesn't seem to me like testing is going to advance fast enough that.
Well, what is the latest they could start, Tim?
Well, I mean, in theory, like if you're.
Well, it depends. It depends on when they want to start the next season.
Right. And my guess is that the next season, Adrian Wojnarowski reported on Friday that, at the latest Board of Governors meeting, they talked about starting the season in December.
Right.
I think that's going to be that seems to be the way this is trending, that no matter what happens, the NBA isn't going to start until December.
Okay.
With the thinking being that the later you start, the more likely you get to have more games with fans in the stands, right?
Right.
Think about it. Every game they play without fans, they're taking a couple million dollars out of people out of the owner's pockets, and they basically split the money with the players 50-50. And the players' salaries aren't changing, right?
Right.
So if the players are making X and you're making like $2 billion eventually less than you're supposed to, then you got to start taking money out of players' paychecks, and then like everything goes haywire. So to go back to your question before, they could start in August. They could start in September and still, like, you could play the playoffs in 2 months and then still have a few weeks off before you start again. So I don't think it's a decision they have to make in, say, 2 weeks, right? Like, do we come back or not do we have to start getting guys back by June 1st or we're done? I don't think it's a situation like that. But I do think they would like to be done before – the at least scheduled start of the football season and say, hey, we're done by Labor Day, and then we can get out of football's way and, we have our playoffs done by then, and then we can move on.
Well, if they did decide to delay next year, Tim, so let's just say it's around Christmas, that would be an abbreviated schedule for that particular year, right? They wouldn't play 82.
No, I don't think so. I think they would play 82 games, and I think you could see that become the new NBA schedule.
Okay.
And that's something I was at the Sloan conference in March and wrote about. The CEO of the Hawks, Steve Koonin, proposed that very idea, starting the schedule in December. And it's something that people around the league have pushed for a while, right? Like people, like I'm sure, you guys are big football guys. I think most people who are really into football don't start to tune into the NBA until Christmas really anyway. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, what if you just start the NBA season basically around Christmas and you then go into June, July, and August when there's really just the kind of the dregs of the baseball season going on, right? And the golf majors, like there's not a lot of stuff going on. And you could have, basketball wall to wall July and August with the playoffs and just completely soak up all the attention that is kind of waiting there for somebody to take it, right? So that's been the view of a lot of people within the league. Not a lot of people, but a good chunk of people within the league for a while. And the way this has played out, they might kind of back into it because they're moving the season back because they want to get as many games in as they can with fans. So I don't think they would cut the schedule down. And I think if you get into a situation where you were playing from mid-December to mid to late August, including the playoffs, I think you'd have a hard time going back to what it was before. You know, you'd basically have two seasons in a row. I don't think they want to do that. So if it does end up happening that way, it wouldn't surprise me if it just sticks.
Tim, thanks so much for the time. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again soon, man. We appreciate the time.
Fun to talk to you guys. Never like you said, I hope you guys stay safe too, but looking forward to catching up.
Yeah, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, Tim.
Tim Bontemps from ESPN. Give him a follow on your Twitter, at Tim Bontemps. He's a good follow for all things NBA. When we come back, I'm going to give you a scary headline from my personal vacation spot, something that happened on Kiawah Island over the weekend.
Oh, wow.
It's a little bit scary. So we'll get into that next here on 106.7 The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, Junks, on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. So over the weekend, I can't remember if it was Saturday or Sunday, might even be Friday, I see a headline that popped up on my computer. Woman dead after encounter with alligator on Kiawah Island.
Kiawah Island.
All right, what do you mean encounter?
That's my spot.
That is your jam.
That is my go-to onesie.
It is. Did she choose to engage, or was she now snuck up on? What happened?
Are there any details, Cakes? I read about it, too.
The details are very sketchy, but I did find somebody on Twitter. Now, this is unsubstantiated, and it's from Twitter, and it's just, like, from a random donk, but I'm just going to read the tweet. He got an email from somebody that has a house on Kiawah. Allegedly, the victim was visiting a couple there who apparently witnessed it, and they quoted, she was taking a selfie with the alligator, and it grabbed her and pulled her into the water.
Okay. Well, of course, she deserved her own fate.
Now, I don't know if that's – that could just be somebody looking for the ADs on Twitter. Uh-huh. I don't know. I mean, it's not from a news organization. It's just some random donk.
Right.
On Twitter. So
in the story, there's no details of how she was attacked. If there are witnesses.
It's just that the only details they give in the story is that a woman was found at a pond and a sheriff's deputy shot and killed the alligator that I guess they were on the scene pretty quickly, and they determined which alligator had, you know, dragged the woman in and shot it and to try to help with the investigation, I guess. They recovered the carcass of the alligator. But, I mean, it's scary for a place I've been every summer for, 25-plus summers.
Yeah, but you know you know they're there.
Of course.
And you know kind of where they hang out and lurk. You're not going
to
ever.
Absolutely. And I know to give them their, you give them
their
space.
The space. Of course.
You don't encroach on their territory.
Right. So if you choose to get too close to one, then you deserve to have your arm or your leg bit off.
I mean, Jason, listen, I've been to Kiowa twice. Not like cakes. I'm not a grizzled veteran. But they're everywhere. Just like when Jason and I and our wives, when we went to Baldhead Island and we were playing golf, and all of a sudden we come up on the green and there's this massive alligator or crocodile. I don't know what the difference is.
It was a gator.
It was a gator, massive gator there, and you don't go anywhere near them.
Correct.
Nowhere near them. Now, in Kiowa, they're sort of everywhere. They have these, like, this little, I don't know, ravine or whatever, these little waterways.
Yeah, ponds
everywhere.
And lagoons all
throughout
everywhere.
The island. So, like, if you're riding your bike, you see them.
Right.
You see them everywhere.
And, you know, there are paths and bike paths that go, you know, within 5 or 10 feet of these ponds and lagoons. But
right.
You know to keep your distance. There are signs everywhere that says, you know, this is an alligator habitat. You don't go in, you know, don't approach the water because you know where they're either in the water or they're on the banks of, you know, the ponds or the lagoons. You know where they are and you just have to steer clear.
If you
see one, you can't approach it.
Right.
Remind me, I have a question, by the way, about South Carolina before the end of the break or the segment. I remember being at Baldhead a few years ago, and I played golf at the Baldhead Country Club by myself, right? Because we were just down there with the family. No one else wanted to play. So I was there by myself, and I was on, like, the fourth tee box. And I knew that there was, you know, they tell you when you check in, all right, these are the holes where you might see gators, all right? And there's notoriously a huge one at Baldhead. He's, like, 13 or 14 feet.
Oh, is that the one we saw, or just a different one?
Who knows? It could have been.
The one we saw was massive.
Yeah. So this one is 13 or 14 feet. They don't know. They named it. His name's, like, Bubba or something. So I remember being on the fourth tee box, and I was always kind of looking out for him. Hit my drive, start to walk back to my cart, and I hear this noise behind me in the marsh.
Yeah.
And I look down, and that SOB was probably 7 to 10 feet away from me when I was teeing off, and I didn't see it. And he was large. I mean, he could have easily snuck up and grabbed me if he wanted to.
Now, when they're that big, are they still, like, nimble? Are they still quick?
Oh, I bet you he was.
When they're that big?
Oh, I bet you he was. Yep.
Yeah. I don't.
So
I don't
just remember that. And then I was always on the lookout for the rest of the round. And most of them are small, and they kind of walk around the fairways, and they're just kind of
Yeah, they do. They'll cross the fairways.
Oh, yeah. But, man, this one was a big dog cakes.
Yeah.
Big.
Yeah, that's when you start seeing the 10-plus footers, I mean, those are super scary.
All right, so let me ask you. I'm not, you know me, I'm not an animal guy, and this just, all right, I'm just talking. It's hypothetical. It's not real. But what would happen sort of with the food chain and sort of with nature if we just nuked all the gators on Baldhead Island? You know, like, why do we need them? What are they doing? Are they eating the rats or something? Or they eat the turtle? What do they do? Like, what do?
Well, they probably eat whatever they want.
I'm sure
birds.
They eat anything that's in
like,
their
how would that upset
ecosystem.
The apple cart if we just got
People.
Rid of all the gators?
Well, I mean, where are you going to find them?
What do we need them for? They're just getting in the way of everything.
I think they're cool looking.
I don't want them on my golf course, though, when I'm playing golf.
Well, the golf courses that you play, they're not there usually.
I know, but when you vacation.
I think it's pretty cool to go onto a golf.
They don't want you on their property either.
I think it's cool when you're on a golf course in South Carolina or Florida or wherever, and
you see those gators.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
I actually don't think it's cool. I think it's terrifying.
Well, it's terrifying to think about what happened to that woman.
Yes.
But I think it's cool if you keep your distance and you see one. I think they're cool. I took a picture of that thing.
Like, you know, like. We'll go out to dinner in Kiowa, and they're like at one of the golf courses at Osprey Point. And after you leave dinner, there's a lagoon right there, and usually like at 7 o'clock at night, 6:30, all the gators just come back. Oh, Chris Doering, Jabari Gaffney, all the gators just line up, and they're on the edge of the pond or the lagoon.
To get food?
It's where they I guess spend the night after they do whatever they do during the day. That's where they go. And it's cool to see them, you know, like when you're walking back to your car, but you're not walking up within 5 feet of them.
That's where social distancing started.
Yeah, you're seeing them from a distance.
When you're near a gator.
Correct.
You're not supposed to be within 6 feet of them.
Right.
By the way, speaking of South Carolina, so my wife and I were talking this weekend. we're probably going to go down to Hilton Head this summer.
You are.
Right? I'm not sure if it's going to be June or July. I think I have a week off. I've already designated in July, so maybe it's that week. But people have gone down to South Carolina. You know, the restaurants are closed just like they are up here, but they're doing curbside. Beaches are open, I believe. Most of the beaches are open. I mean, do you think I can get a good deal on a house down there now? Or are they going to charge the same amount?
Probably get a pretty good deal, I would guess, because I'm guessing some people canceled.
Oh,
probably some openings.
Oh, I guarantee you people canceled.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people had those reservations back in January, February, and then once this all happened in March, I bet you, I don't know what percentage, but I bet you a ton of people canceled their reservations.
See, we have to get insurance to cover ours for what we're doing in the Outer Banks, but we have to pay extra for
it. But you definitely are going.
I mean, if I'm allowed to go.
Yeah.
I'm still planning to go to Kiowa in July. I haven't changed my reservation.
They lifted that rule where they were only letting people with the ad, like the Carolina addresses on the island. I think that anybody can go now. In fact, I know they can because I've got friends from up here that are in South Carolina right now.
Yeah. No, they did lift that, I think, recently.
So you think I can get a pretty good deal on a house?
I mean, probably. I'm no real estate expert. How would I know? But you probably have some deals to be had there, I would guess.
Man, I just got to get out. Got to go somewhere, Bickle.
Right. No, I know. I hear you. And I think, like, going to the beach and that sort of thing, I think it's about as safe as you're going to find for something to do.
Right.
Just, you know, stay away.
And the South Carolina beaches are huge. Hilton Head, the beaches
are
huge.
They're wide open. You're not stacked on top of each other like people every 5 feet.
No, it's not like Ocean City in July 4th weekend.
Right.
Right. Look, I'm not going to be – I told you a million times. I'm for, like, we got to slowly and do this the right way, but we got to get things back open and get things up and running again. But I'm not going to run to a bar and sit up at a bar with a bunch of people right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I think the restaurants should be open, should be able to sit 6 feet apart, you know, do the outdoor dining and all of that.
Yeah, the patios, the patio dining.
Yeah. I feel bad for restaurants that don't have patio options and that sort of thing, you know.
Yeah.
Man, what was I reading? I was reading one restaurant is eliminating, they're just never going to do sit-down dining anymore. They've just completely changed. They figure that's the way they're going to survive is delivery and curbside and takeout and all that. And they're just, they've taken away their dining room and they're never going to have sit-down dining anymore. I think it's like a sushi joint.
I don't know how they can do that.
That seems pretty radical, but well, maybe they say that's the way they survive.
They feel like this is not going away anytime soon. And that this is the model that works.
Jason hopes it's not passion, Finn. He'll be beyond distraught.
Well, as long as he can still get the food.
Well, see, the thing about Passion Finn is it's a pretty small spot. Now, they do have a small outdoor patio seating area. And when the weather's nice, it's always packed. But inside, it's not a huge place, and the bar is really small.
Right.
So I don't know what they're going to do. I think they'll be fine because it's so popular and people love to just take it out. You know, and they'll curbside it forever, but... in terms of letting people back in there, I'm not so sure how that's going
to
work.
Drab, what's happened when we've reached out to the Hogan people? Because, you know, I thought we were best buddies.
Well, their communication director loves the show. I just don't think it's always up to him on what their schedule permits.
Right. Yeah.
Last time I talked to him, he said, let me see if I can put together another radio tour.
Yeah. Well, maybe just hit him up one more email. Just say EB's bugging me. Do you know what I mean? Just do
some
blame.
The Matha boys are
bugging EB.
Yeah, just throw me under the bus.
No problem.
I think that would be good. Be good to get him on.
Yeah, we got to get him back on because people want some of the questions.
And for some reason,
answered.
The numbers in Maryland are still kind of sort of bizarrely still going up, you know. They haven't been able to tamp down Maryland yet. I don't know. What are they in Virginia, Jay? Are they, like, reasonably stable? Like, they seem to be stable and going down most places, but in Maryland, they're not.
Well, let's see.
Well, I saw on the first, it was like the worst day for deaths.
Yeah, the deaths always lag behind a little bit, so that maybe is not too unexpected.
I'd have to go through
the
state by state.
Still going up.
I'd have to go through the state by state.
You just don't know. You don't know off the top of your head, yeah.
No. I mean, I'm looking at Loudoun County, 931 confirmed, 16 deaths. So there was 931 confirmed cases. Fairfax County, 4,300.
Yeah, that's not in one day. That's just overall.
That's overall, yeah.
Yeah, right. So you don't know daily if it's going up or down.
This is just as of yesterday, 17, almost 18,000 cases confirmed, state of Virginia, 600 deaths.
But you don't know if it's up or down. That's my question. Is it going up or down?
I don't know that. Yeah, I should know that.
Hey, EB, when we come back, can you give us a hot tub update?
I do. I have some pictures. I had four guys did it themselves. They slid it over and they dropped it down. Now they're taking all of the packaging off. Yeah, I'll put some pictures on social media.
Excellent. You asked, Ricky's and our pals at Paisano's have delivered more half-price pizzas. That's right, Paisano's has extended their 50% off all pizza offer through Thursday, May 7th. Any size, any toppings, any amount of pizzas, whatever you want. Saving money never tasted so good. Go to paisanospizza.com or download the Paisano's app and use promo code 50OFF. That's the number 50OFF. No contact carry out and delivery options are available. Paisano's, not just half-price pizza, but something for everyone. Delivered. For more details and to order today, go to paisanospizza.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington.
I got to thank my buddy Greg Height from Darvish Interiors. He stopped by and put up gave a couple of boxes of Duck Donuts.
Oh, really?
Just right on my front porch.
Nice.
Man, Duck Donuts are so good.
Now, does he own Duck Donuts or
No, he just stopped by and grabbed some breakfast for the Bish.
For the birthday.
Yes, sir.
Birthday donuts.
So thank you, Greggy. Appreciate it.
It's not my birthday, but I'd take some.
Certainly would.
Anybody
two boxes. There's got to be 40 of them.
Right. Oh, my kids love Duck Donuts, too. Those are the ones where they put, like, bacon on them or sure. You know, like all kinds of different
you
things.
You can customize
them. Yeah. Yeah. Cakes, they are in the backyard. They got four kids. They seem like they're in their late teens, early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Then they are installing the hot tub as we speak, or at least putting it together. The electrician's going to come later today. Electrician from Crop Metcalf, my man Roland, and he's going to survey the situation, and then that work will be done on Thursday. So what we got is a lot going on.
What is the tipping situation? Do you tip the hot tub guys?
I mean, now that you say that, I guess I am supposed to. Occurred to me, Cakes.
I mean, getting a hot tub is a very infrequent purchase and thing.
You've now ruined my day because now I'm gonna obsess on this, and you've publicly shamed me.
Plus, you have no cash. You never have cash. You, You just never have U.S. currency.
I don't carry cash. It's not my thing. But I might have a stash somewhere. But, oh, my God, Cakes. Now tilted me.
Because I'm just like, trying to look out for you.
It's like delivering a piano, although now like they got to put the cover on it. They got to connect all the parts and everything.
You know what they might be sized for? A Paisano's pizza.
But that's true. That's a very good point.
Is that what you? That's what Jason does. Jason's big on the regifting. So he, you know what those guys would be walking away with? Four cases of Corona.
Yes, they would.
Right?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So we're
no. I'm just saying, just hook them up with lunch. They'd take that in a heartbeat.
No, they want cash. Everybody wants cash. Cash is.
I know, but what are you going to give them? $20
a man. Jason would give him like an old Wave soda shirt that doesn't fit.
I'd give him a Peyton Manning helmet.
Yeah. Jason just finds things out of his house.
By the way, I still
see so much stuff.
I still see the Peyton right there over your left shoulder.
Yeah, it's right there
in the shot.
Yep.
On NBC Sports Washington. You haven't done the deal yet.
There she is, right there, boy.
What are you getting for that? Like $250 or something?
Guy already Venmo'd me. I don't know where. Like he went
Venmo'd
dark on
you
me.
The money, and he didn't arrange the pickup.
Not yet. I mean, I texted him. I was like, dude, what's up? I got your money. You want the helmet? And I haven't heard from him in like 3 or 4 days.
All right. If he doesn't do it by the end of the week, we're going to resell it. We're going to sell it twice.
Yeah, but do I have to refund him? I think I'm going to keep that.
Oh, man.
Speaking of Venmo, though,
I think he'll be in touch this week.
A couple nights ago, I think it was it Friday night? I don't know. Who knows? I think it was Friday night. I entered a high-dollar home game tournament. Big dollar buy-in.
What was the high dollar?
$20.
Oh, was it 20?
No. Actually, for a home game tournament, $80.
Okay.
And you know what I did with that $80?
You lit it on fire.
Donated it.
Lit it on fire.
Was it in my fire pit?
I should have shipped it to the Fire King. Yeah. And you could have started your fire with it. I couldn't have burned through that $80 buy-in any quicker. I think I was done in like the first like 40 minutes. I was so quickly eliminated.
How many guys were in it?
I think it was like 11, oh, okay. 10 or 11.
What app were they using? Because I have guys that have a good friend of mine. He invited me to a game they're having tonight, and I was going to do it, but I'm taping Time and Room. I'm taping my lacrosse podcast at the same time.
We just used PokerStars, the home games tab on PokerStars, and then we settle up with the money via Venmo, the Omnev.
All right, let me tell you the app that these guys are using.
So anyway, I lit that $80 on fire, but then I came back in the $20 buy-in the following night, and I placed second, so I got $66 back. So I'm just trying to tread water over here.
Right.
Here's one that Thomas C. Mooney forwarded me. They have them every Friday night, and I didn't play this past Friday because we had stuff going on, but it's apocalyptic virtual poker.
I've never heard of that ever.
Right.
I mean, I don't even know if that's the site or if that's just what they call it.
The app? Go ahead.
I think I'm going to play this Friday because I think they play every Friday, and it's $20. It's a $20 buy-in, and, you know, it's all virtual. I still haven't played one of these. I got to play one. They sound fun.
Got to get in the mix, Ricky.
I got invited to play tonight, and I can't. It's the app they use here is called Poker Bros. So right. I guess I'm going to
I've actually heard of that.
You have?
I have heard of that app, yes.
Poker Bros. And I guess some guys do it on their phones. I would prefer to do it old school, like on my computer. Oh, look, is it?
Okay, so this is Poker Stars.
Valdez prefers Bang Bros to Poker Bros.
Much.
I mean, that's just a no-brainer.
He clearly whispered that into your ear.
He did, yes. See, even though we're working remotely, Valdez is still my Zing whisperer, which I appreciate.
So, Cakes, this is Poker Stars.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I use.
All right. So I got to download that and get in on Friday.
Get in the mix.
$26. $26 to get in.
The water's so warm. Just jump in.
100%.
Splash those chips around a little bit, Ricky.
Let's see. 8:30 start.
Drabby sent me the link that Joey Ingram put out there.
Yeah.
A picture of the poker table.
I saw that.
Where there's like glass partitions everywhere. The thing is, I don't know how that makes sense because you're still touching the chips.
I think on his tweet, he shows the partitions, and then the follow-up is you would use some sort of digital chips and or cards so that you're not
actually not touching anything.
Yeah. I mean, that obviously needs a lot more, you know, technology put into it. But that's the idea behind it.
I mean, come on. We got to – we're not. This is not – the world's not going to come to this.
You know what? I'm fine.
This is not how we're going to live.
I'm fine with the partitions, but let me touch the chips. Let me touch the cards. And then I'll just have hand sanitizer everywhere.
You have to be able to shuffle the chips.
The casinos will have hand sanitizer everywhere.
Yeah.
And they'll sanitize the chips more frequently.
We're not going to change the way we live because of this dumb virus permanently. This is ridiculous. It's completely ridiculous. So, yeah, you know, I'd rather just not play poker until we get it figured out than do that. That just seems so dumb. It's really making me angry when I look at it, Jason.
I know it is.
It's upsetting
you. We're going to have glass partitions everywhere, and we're going to eliminate human contact. F off.
Well, I mean,
isn't
the world 100% going to get back to normal if there's a vaccine?
Well, yes, but that's still a year away.
But maybe it's not. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's 4 months away. Maybe it's 6 months. We're already hearing some of these companies have one.
Jason, even 6 months? 6 months from now is eternity. Okay.
Look, I know. The rest of the year is going to suck.
It's just we're not going to live like this with glass partitions everywhere. Well, we're just not doing that.
Some people aren't. You're right. Some people don't care. Some people have driveway happy hours 3 days a week.
Right.
So you know, well, speaking of, those partitions could come in handy. Sometimes people's breath at the poker tables is not the best.
True.
It's not ideal. So maybe that can help.
Speaking of, we are having our happy hour tomorrow. At least Cakes and I think Drabby and Valdez are in too. There's still some debate whether or not it's worth it to just bet on the one race every 20 minutes or so. We can decide if we want to do that, but it's all brought to you by Corona. It's our Cinco de Mayo happy hour, 6:30 tomorrow on Facebook Live. We'll Zoom it all together, and then Drab will figure out how to get us up there on Facebook Live. We have to figure out an agenda if we're not going to bet on the ponies, Cakes. Are we just going to play drinking games?
Yeah, we'll just drink and hang out. There's no agenda. That is the agenda.
Yeah.
The agenda is you're going to crack Coronas, I'm going to down a bunch of Modelos,
right,
and people will join us and we'll chat with them.
Right.
And that's basically it.
Maybe that'll be good because the last time we didn't really actively chat with folks because we were too wrapped up in the racing and in the betting.
Right.
So maybe that's what it'll be. Mm-hmm. Either way, I'm looking forward to it. It's another excuse to drink,
yes,
which is
exactly
becoming a way too frequent endeavor.
Like you need an excuse for it at this point. Just do it.
Yeah.
You're a grown man. Is it Mike Gundy? Is that the coach? I'm a 40-year-old man. Or Jason would say, I'm a 50-year-old man.
You had to get that last shot in.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to be there in a few months. It's all good.
Yeah,
it's going to happen to everybody.
So what are you guys doing?
I hope I get there in a few months.
You haven't decided on your takeout yet?
No, I got to talk to the
fam. The birthday takeout tonight? It's your choice.
I got to talk to the fam about it, though. Maybe we'll do a little Blue Ridge Grill.
Do you have a cake? Did your wife get you a cake?
Nah, they made brownies.
Brownies?
Yeah, Jason, I think that sign in your yard is from guys in the golf pool.
No, it's from the McSorleys and my friends, the Swanks and the O'Rourkes.
Why is Al Rashid saying he's part of it?
All right, we got to go. We got to wrap it up. We are done for the day. We'll get Jason's 50th recap tomorrow. Grant
Happy
Danny,
birthday, Ricky.
Up next.
See ya.
Right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.